With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings continues to grow as farmers are facing both changes in consumer demands, fluctuating commodity prices, and now the struggles of life amidst the pandemic. Here is Nathan Cuffman with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City talking about recent trends in farm bankruptcies.
Where we had been seeing the most significant increases in farm bankruptcies had been in the dairy industry. As we look at the pressure of the past several years, that was definitely a sector that where there was more financial pressure. It seems as though some of those conditions had stabilized a bit more relative to where they had been. Certainly as we see farm income higher from this past year, that will benefit some types of producers. But it's also important to remember that a lot of times what people refer to as these bankruptcies tend to be relatively smaller farms.
It ended as the fifth straight year that saw a rise in farm bankruptcy. Between 2010 and 2020, Georgia was one of the hardest hit states, with almost 400 farms filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy. Florida has a little over 200 farms filed, while Alabama only had about 90 in that 10-year time frame. In 2020 alone, there were 552 filings. The Southeast saw a rise in cases, up 15% from the previous year, while the Northwest was the hardest hit area, with over 109% increase from 2019 to 2020. With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.